Since those who misled the Corinthians had the edge in not being crude, he also references this, demonstrating that he was not embarrassed by it, but rather took pride in it. He did not state, "Although I may be crude in speech, yet they are too," as that would have seemed like he was criticizing them as well as himself and praising them. Instead, he argues against external wisdom itself. In fact, in his previous letter, he argues fiercely about this matter, stating that it not only adds nothing to the ministry, but it even casts a shadow over the glory of the cross. For he states, "I did not come to you with impressive speech or wisdom, lest the cross of Christ become insignificant, and many other similar things, because they were crude in knowledge," which is also the utmost form of crudeness. So when he needed to compare the greater things, he contrasted himself with the apostles. But when he needed to showcase what seemed to be a weakness, he didn't do that, but instead directly engaged with the issue itself and proved that it was an advantage. When there was no need for such comparison, he claimed he was the least of the apostles and not even worthy of the title. But here once again, when it was necessary, he asserts that he is not in the least inferior to the most eminent apostles. He knew that this would be most beneficial for the disciples. Therefore, he also includes,